Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you again so much for listening to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I'm, of course, Andrea Maxim, your host, and today we're going to talk about all things lead generation and webinars. So this has been something that I have been testing over the past 4 months in my own business, and I wanted to give you kind of like a step-by-step playbook on how to create the webinar, start to do more online seminars and trainings, because we all know how much time it can take to go to a location and do a live seminar. While it still has benefit, I do believe that it does, and how you can start promoting it simply by creating a 2-minute video, boosting it on Facebook, not even going through all the steps of making an ad, and then just watch the new patients kind of roll in. Now, before we jump into that, I want to invite you to a free masterclass on how you can start to triple the profits of your business with the 5 key strategies that I love to use. And the best part is it doesn't even involve tracking down or finding new patients. It's all about leveraging the patients and clients that you already have to your advantage. So if you want to attend this 1-hour long masterclass, please go to maximizebusiness.ca/3xyourbusiness. Number 3, X your business, no spaces, and attend that. And I think it's going to blow you away with some of the strategies that I use and continue to use in my business. And you can kind of take this podcast, implement it into what you're going to learn on the masterclass, and you've basically got a lead generating machine and a money-making machine. So again, go to maximizebusiness.ca/3xyourbusiness. Okay, let's jump right into how we can use online seminars or webinars to drive more patients and clients into your business. Now, I'm in my 7th year of practice, and I still do live seminars twice a month. When I first started, I was trying to do a live seminar every week, hitting up any health food store that would take me, or doing trade shows, or doing whatever it was that I could. And the disheartening thing that I find is at the end of a live presentation, everyone will say, "I loved this. I definitely want to reach out and work with you," blah, blah, blah. And of course, we never see them, or maybe it takes them months to come in, and we kind of need the revenues pouring in now, depending on where you are in your business. So it's not to say that live seminars, are a bad thing, but you have to be very committed for the long game, because it can take 18 months from the moment somebody meets you for the first time for them to actually take the action you want them to. And this is where, of course, follow-up sequences come into play, and applying deadlines and scarcity and things like that can really help. But what I was finding was, you know, being an introvert myself, putting myself out there in front of a live audience, I am just drained. And while the presentation is maybe an hour and a half long, there's still the driving there, the setting up, the answering questions, the taking down and coming home. It ends up being like a 3-hour event. And the way my life is going right now, the more I can use my own time and have more time to do other things in my business, as opposed to driving around and setting things up and doing that type of thing, I think the more productive I will be overall. So I really wanted to start diving into the webinar idea and the online seminar idea, and I'm going to kind of go through all those steps with you. So the first step and the most important step that I want all of my coaching clients to consider doing is you have to pick a date. So in order for me to execute on anything, especially something that's new or scary, I have to pick a date and I have to let people know about that date. So the first thing I would encourage you to do is if you're thinking about doing a seminar, an online seminar, excuse me, or a webinar, then please make sure you look in your calendar and say, okay, I am going to pick 4 weeks out from now on a Tuesday night, and I'm going to do my online seminar then. And then what you're going to do is you're going to pick a unique topic. And what I mean by that is, please don't make the seminar be like the top five foods you need to avoid, because that's been done. Or the top 10 ways that you can clean eat on a budget. Like, again, that's been done and that's not going to attract people. It needs to have a very engaging, unique spin on something that's already been out there. So one of my most popular seminars that I've done is lab work and how to properly interpret your lab work. And I usually put it with the caveat that I bet your medical doctor isn't doing the labs that I'm going to talk to you about. Another very popular one is my thyroid health one. So there I will say, why Synthroid is not enough to treat your hypothyroid symptoms. And those two are my most popular, but I've also definitely done like my five maximized health habits you must have. I've also done specifically around digestion and food sensitivities. I have done weight loss, so stop dieting the way you're doing it now. If any of these seminars sound like something that you could really use in your business, you can absolutely purchase the Rock Your Seminars program, and you get actually two of these these slide decks included in the purchase. And then you also actually get a 45-minute audit with me, so we can go over the presentation, your delivery, and make sure that you're actually going to capture leads at the end. And it would be no different than if you were setting it up for a webinar, except the ending, the close, is going to be slightly different because we're now talking to people over a computer and enticing them to book in with you right away. So I will put a link to the Rock Your Seminars program in the show notes if you are interested in that particular one. It has been very, very well received by the students that are in it. And if you wanted to become a member of the Maximize Your Clinic course, you actually get that module for free. So I will put a bunch of links into the show notes for you to access that. But you just don't want to be making a ho-hum, like regular old presentation. You want to take one singular topic and have a very specific focus on that topic that most people haven't heard of. So pick a date, use that date as leverage to get everything else done. Now, I don't want you to be picking a date for next week because you want to give people at least a week to register for your webinar. So I usually recommend my coaching clients pick a date maybe 2 or 3 weeks out. We don't want to make it too long, but we want to make it as close as we can. And on that particular time, I would actually pick two showings. So the best time to do an online seminar in the industry typically is a Tuesday, Wednesday, or a Thursday. You can pick whatever time you want on those days. Mondays are when everybody is kind of getting back into the swing of things. Fridays and the weekend, of course, everyone is typically busy and don't want to be sitting on an online training necessarily. I've seen it done on those days, so it's not that you can't, but in the industry, they typically recommend Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. I personally will do two Tuesday nights in a row at the same time. So if people couldn't attend one, then I can reach out to them and invite them to the next one. Or you could do two in the same week. So back-to-back nights or a Tuesday and a Thursday, whatever you feel comfortable and whatever time allows. And the reason why is it just gives you another excuse to reach out to your list, reach out to people on Facebook, say, we had such an amazing time last night. I'm doing this again on tomorrow night or next week. Don't hesitate to re-register and we'll see you there. Because the more we can get people coming up live on the webinar, the more successful you will be at getting new patients booking in. So now we have our topic, we have our date picked out, and the next thing you have to do is you have to sign up with a webinar service. Now, the most popular ones that people are using nowadays is GoToWebinar, which is very expensive monthly, but they do have free trials. You can do Zoom Webinar, or you can even just do Zoom Pro. So Zoom Pro is more of like a social gathering where everybody, you can see their webcam if they have a webcam, and they can literally like unmute themselves and start talking to you. You can, of course, stop that from happening, but it isn't like a webinar setting where you just have the presenter's screen and then a chat window. So you can still see everybody on the call, but it's only $14 a month, and that's to allow you to do a webinar longer than 45 minutes. Otherwise, Zoom is free up to 45 minutes. And then, of course, they have Zoom Webinar, which is more that webinar feel. I personally use Webinar Jam, and why I love Webinar Jam is because everything is included. So they give you the registration page, they give you the opt-in page, the thank you page, they do all of the analytics right away for the people that saw your page, registered, showed up live, watched the replay. All of those analytics are within the platform. And then they also have the replay link right away. As soon as you're done your webinar, the replay link is available for you to share with your list. And it includes all of the reminder emails within the platform as well. So again, in the show notes, I will link to all of these services so that you can see the breakdown. So I personally like Webinar Jam. That's what I use. And for an annual expense, it's, I think, $500 US a year. It's very, very affordable compared to some of the other ones that are out there. Now, there's Webinar Ninja, there's Kajabi, there's all kinds of other platforms. I'm just kind of giving you the most common ones I recommend. And if you didn't want to buy into any platform, you could absolutely run a live online seminar through Facebook Live or YouTube. But you do have to find a way to collect their emails somehow. So if you're going to do something as a social media live event, I would strongly encourage you to still have a registration page, whether you make that in MailChimp with their landing page service that they offer, or any other service that you can create a landing page for. You would have to collect their name and email, because that's the best way for us to build our list. Because not everybody that registers will show up live. And you know the case, you will most likely register for a ton of online trainings and not show up live to all of them. But at least we captured the lead. And once they give you their email, then you can give them access to the private room, whether it be Facebook, a private Facebook room, and then they would have all of the details. You can warm them up in that room, get them excited for the live event. But I wouldn't recommend just going on a Facebook Live on your page, because it won't convert as well. And what I usually tell my coaching clients is doing things on a Facebook Live or a YouTube Live, unless you have a massive following, isn't usually going to get you the results that you're hoping to get. It is more of a distracting platform to do your seminar on. So I strongly encourage you to either try the free trial or make the investment into one of the other ones that I talked about, like Zoom, GoToWebinar, Webinar Jam. You can look into Webinar Ninja, Kajabi, all of those things. Okay, so the next big thing that we need to do, of course, is we need to create a slide deck. Now, I have absolutely transformed my live seminars into webinars. I've tweaked the slides a little bit just because, again, I'm engaging with people differently. So I can't see them. I can't read their face. They can't, like, I can't hear them laugh at my jokes. So you want to make sure that at the beginning of the presentation, you have a bit more of a description about you. Make sure that you let them know, like, for the next hour, I need your undivided attention. Please turn off Facebook. Don't be multitasking. Try to focus here. And then as we're leaning into from content to getting people into your office, we need a few extra slides to really, like, kind of push the emotional pain points. Let them know, like, imagine if you were to feel amazing and you wouldn't have to worry about your health anymore. Imagine you had this amazing person on your team. Well, here's the next step for you to book in to my office or to book into my business as a new client or patient. So I always recommend my coaching clients create some sort of a wellness promotion package or a health intensive visit. What I do is, depending on the topic, like for my thyroid presentation, I do a thyroid makeover visit. So it is a 60-minute visit, which is the same length as my initial. Whether they are patients already or not, they still need to book in for 60 minutes. But what I do is I add value to that visit. So now I'm going to also include meal planning, for instance, or I'll do a body composition for free. I also give them like fast acting bonuses to get people to book in on the call. I will say, if you book in tonight, I'm also going to give you 3 free infrared saunas. My live blood analyst is going to do a free 15-minute visit for you. If you do any extra services like cupping or Reiki or reflexology or anything like that, offer that treatment for free. Or if you do in-office testing, like a lot of my clients, I've been trying to get them to do more like urine pH testing or mouth pH testing, which you can do with lemon juice. You could do the zinc tally test. You could do a urine adrenal test or free radical test. There's so many great in-office tests that you can run. And if you have questions on any of these, again, I will put as many resources as I can in the show notes, but feel free to send me a direct message on Instagram at AndreaMaximND, and I can clarify any of these points for you. But the more you can beef up this 60-minute visit, the more valuable it's going to be to the perceiver, to the person who's listening on the other end, the more they're going to jump at the chance of booking in with you. Because we have to remember, in this industry, we aren't giving anything that's desirable all the time. Like, our business requires people to do work. So you want to make this appointment seem as the least amount of threat, the least amount of commitment to that person as possible. So you want to just say, all I want to do is assess your health, give you like a report at the end so you know what you need to start working on. And if you decide to continue to work with me, amazing. If you don't find that we're the right fit, no harm, no foul. And I always, always, always let them know about extra coverage, insurance coverage, to cover that $160 visit, which is my initial visit cost. So again, it's an extra selling feature. So when you're creating the slide deck, really do make sure it stays on point, that if you're doing something like my top 5 steps to weight loss, that they all kind of flow into each other, that it has a really nice story, that you're taking the time to connect with your audience and really connect to why this topic is so important. And again, with the Rock Your Seminars program, I offer that audit to people so that I can go through it and make sure that the main points are being expressed properly, because that I do find to be the difference between a successful seminar and an unsuccessful seminar. And the other big thing we want to make sure is you're not giving away too much valuable information. So we always say, you always want to give away the what, not the how. So if the what is, here's a bunch of tests that you could get done to figure out X, Y, or Z, we don't necessarily want to show them how. Like, you book in with a naturopath near you and they will do a blood test, and then we would interpret the results exactly like this. That's to be reserved for your business. What we want to do is just show them, here is how we would approach this condition. If you want to do that with me to actually accomplish those steps, book in with me. So if your seminars are not following that kind of flow, then that's probably why you're not getting the return on your investment, which most likely is time. So be kind of reanalyzing how your slides go. And then throughout this time, and your slides could be done literally up until the end of the promotion period, I would strongly recommend to promote it as best you possibly can. So let's say we have a 1-week promo period. So you picked your date to start a week from now. You can do your slides whenever you want to. You have already signed up for a webinar platform, so you have a registration link to send people to, because without that link, they can't register. We now need to promote it. So here is where I usually get my coaching clients to email their list at least twice in that promotion week, and definitely the morning of, saying something like, don't miss this. We're going live tonight at 7. Here's again the topic. These are the main points that we're going to be covering. And if you can't make it tonight, I'm doing it again next week. So sign up for one of those spots, save your spot. only the people that show up live are going to get the replay. Now, I do that because, again, it entices people to show up live, which is why I do multiple events. I find that if everybody knows that they're going to get a replay just by registering, then they are less likely to show up live, and we do make the most conversions on the live seminar, not afterwards. So I have now just made it so that anybody that attends a live training, only those people that register live will get the replay. So to promote it outside of emails, absolutely hit up social media. So you can do graphics. Maybe each day is a graphic showing like the title of one of the strategies. So if you're doing five, then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is strategy 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, giving kind of like a brief overview and always saying, if you want to learn more, click here to register, save your spot. But what has been the most successful, and my videos now, I've boosted the last one, which I did was the Synthroid talk about hypothyroid. It now has, I think, almost 20,000 views. And so I did a very, very simple 2-minute video. And basically my video, and here's kind of like the recipe, is it starts with pain points. Hey, I know you're struggling with hair thinning, hair loss, you feel so bloated and uncomfortable, you don't know why you look 6 months pregnant, you're avoiding all the right foods, your nails are falling apart, your skin is so dry, you have immense brain fog, and you've been diagnosed with hypothyroid, you're taking the medication, but you still feel like you have all the symptoms. So I kind of capture them in that first 10 seconds, then they're hooked. And then I introduce myself. I'm Dr. Andrea Maxim. I'm a naturopathic doctor in Burlington and Caledonia. And that was, you know, I see patients just like you in my office every single day. What I want to do is talk about this. And this is why I put together this amazing online training. We are starting soon. Click the link below to register and save your spot. I will see you in the live training. So it's basically like that recipe. And if you want to stop the call now, listen to that again, write it all down. That is exactly what I do every single time I make a Facebook Live video to promote any of my webinars. And then what I do on Facebook is I boost it. I don't make an ad, but I absolutely could. But I typically do these videos that I just did live, and I've done them enough times that I can kind of do it off the cuff and it will still sound okay. But for you guys, if you're scared about video and you don't want to do it live, then just pre-record it and upload it. Then you boost it, but you're only going to boost it to your target area where you live. Meaning for me, I'm going to boost mine to Hamilton, Burlington, Oakville, and Caledonia because those are the main cities between my two offices. I'm also going to only target my demographic, so women, and between the age range that I see, which is about 30 to 65. So by targeting that demographic, those people within those cities, I'm not going to get a massive reach, but I'm going to be extremely targeted to the patients that can actually come in and see me because I don't want everybody on my seminar. I only want the people that can actually turn into patients. So I usually promote these videos $100 a week. So if I'm in a 2-week promo period, because I do my webinars one after the other with a week in between, so every Tuesday back to back, I will do $100 a week. So for most of my webinars, I boost it for $200. And what the best part is about this whole process, so I'm going to go over this again very quickly. You pick a date, you pick your unique topic, you make the slide deck, you get all of the registration and the room ready for the webinar. You make a video. You don't put dates in the video. You just leave it very much like we're starting soon. Click the registration link below and you boost it. I've come back and done the same webinar 4 months later and used all of the same material. So I reboosted that original video to a new set of eyes and still got the same number of registrants. And the best part is all of those emails now are potential people that could become patients at some point in time. whether they showed up to the webinar or not, they are now on my weekly newsletter list and they are getting content from me on a weekly basis, and eventually they should convert to patients if they align with sort of my messaging and how I do things. So literally for $200 for two webinars, I get two or three new patients per live webinar. So for me, again, that's $160 a person. So that easily pays for my Facebook ad spend on one training. Even if I get one person that pays for the spend, because of course these people are going to now become long-term patients, we're going to put them through the funnel that I would talk about in that masterclass, which I'll remind you guys of at the end. And we get them in multiple times in the first couple of months, and then on more of like a every 3 month basis, a year. And then of course they could buy lab tests, they could buy supplements. It is like a beautiful kind of system that I created. And the best part is I'll just say, okay, I'm going to repeat the webinar that I did 2 months ago, go back, boost that post, just kind of copy and paste all of the registration links in Webinar Jam. And within a half an hour, I'm good to go. And I just sit back and watch the leads come in. Like, it's been such a phenomenal thing that I'm now, it's sort of like I don't have to work nearly as hard. I'm doing better than I do when I do a live training, because I'm getting people to book in right away or within a week of seeing the training, as opposed to months. And I'm seeing that revenue coming into my office right away. And people are sharing my videos with their friends. The comments are starting to increase, which means I'm getting a higher social share on those particular videos, which Facebook loves to see. That's why I'm saying I have almost 20,000 views, if not more, on my Synthroid video. And that's just because people love the content. So keep this in mind when it comes to what are some of the strategies that you can do to grow your business that don't cost a ton, but have a tremendous amount of long-term value. And so I will be summarizing all of this in a free download in the show notes, and I will have everything listed out in the show notes as best I can. If I miss any steps or if you're confused about anything, please reach out to me in Instagram. Send me a direct message at AndreaMaximND. And as I said, take what we talked about here and implement it into the information you learn in that free masterclass, www.maximizedbusiness.ca/3xyourbusiness. Guys, I just gave you like a well-oiled machine that I have tested for the past 5 months, and it has yet to fail me. I am now, for the rest of the year, going to be comparing live versus webinars to see if next year I'm even going to do live seminars anymore. But it is worth using technology to save you time, to make you more money, and you just kind of have to stop being afraid of it. So that's why I said the first thing you have to do is pick a date, and then all that's left is to take serious action. And I know that you can. And if you're still concerned or afraid to do it on your own and you just need someone to, you know, set everything up for you, set up the deadlines, walk you through it, you know, review your seminars, review your videos before you post it, I would love to start to work with you as a client. So again, direct message me at AndreaMaximND. And if you watch that masterclass, there's also another bonus way that you can start working with me as a coach and client. So watch that masterclass to the very end. But I cannot wait to see what you guys do. And if you do implement this, reach out to me and tell me how it went. And maybe we can even figure some things out on the fly to make it work out better for you. So I wish you all the best of luck. Re-listen to this, because this was just nothing but pure, beautiful content. And then take action. Let me know. Take pictures. Show me what you're doing. I want to hear from you guys and get feedback. So the best of luck. Take imperfect action. I'm always here for you. I'm Andrea Maxim, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.